ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأتى الأمانة ونصح الأمة صلوات الله تعالى وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلوات وأتم التحيات وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد محترم بزرگوار اور بھائیوں
سب سٹارٹڈ بائی پریزنگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سو دیٹ وی پریز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ وی سینڈ سالیوٹیشنز اینڈ چوائسز بلیسنگز اینڈ سالیوٹیشنز اپان آور نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ دین ہی بیگن ہز ایڈریس بائی سیئنگ مائی بیلوڈ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز
تعالی شانہ نے اپنے بندوں کو اپنی بات بتانے کے لیے مختلف طریقے اختیار فرمائے
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to express His words and His kalam to His servants and His slaves, He used different ways and methods in expressing His commands.
Wohi Allah paak ki shafqat hai ke jisko shafqat hoti hai wo sirf baat pahunchane na nahi chahta balki jo mukhtalif tareeqon se usko samjhana chahta hai taaki baat ko le le.
This is from the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person has kindness and care for somebody, they don't just deliver the words, but they want the person to understand the words as well.
جب باپ اپنے اولاد پر شفقت کرتا ہے تو یہ نہیں ہوتا کہ اس نے اس کو میسج دے دیا یہ کام کرنا ہے یہ نہیں بلکہ مختلف طریقوں سے مختلف موقعوں سے اس کو یاد دلاتا ہے اور سمجھاتا ہے تاکہ وہ بات اس کے دل میں اتر جائے
Because the way that when a father has care and concern for his son, he doesn't just give him the message. But through different ways and methods he makes him understand, he explains to him, he tries to get the message across and make that child, that son of his that he cares so much for, he makes him understand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the most care and concern over us. And he is the most merciful. And we all know this, that based on His mercy, He brought us into existence.
ضرورت کی بنیاد پر نہیں پیدا کیے گئے.
He didn't create us because of a need.
خالق بلا حاجت. He's
the creator without any need for the creation.
ایسی بات نہیں ہے کہ مخلوق کی وجہ سے کوئی کام اللہ پاک کا رکا ہوا تھا تو مخلوق کو اللہ نے پیدا کیا اور اس سے کام لیا.
It's not like this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had some need, something that needed to be fulfilled and because of that He created the creation. Rather, only and only based on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did He bring the creation into existence.
اور حق تعالیٰ شانہ نے دنیا میں تو رحمت فرمائی ہے اصل اپنی رحمت کے لامحدود خزانے دکھانا چاہتے ہیں
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy He created in this world but in reality the purpose of His creation was to show His unlimited mercy
وہ جیسی طاقت رکھتے ہیں قدرت رکھتے ہیں ویسی مرضی اور ویسی ان کے خزانے اس دنیا میں ہمیں نہیں دکھائے جا سکتے کیونکہ چھوٹی جگہ ہے
Because in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power and He has mercy and His treasures which are limitless, it's impossible to show all of it to us in this world because this world is very limited.
اسی وجہ سے اللہ پاک نے اسلام عطا فرمایا کہ وہ محض اللہ کی رحمت دینے کا ذریعہ ہے
And for this very reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Islam because it's the means for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show His mercy.
اسلام سوائے رحمت کی اور کچھ دینے کے لیے نہیں ہے
And Islam is not for anything else except to give mercy.
وہ کوئی مصیبت نہیں ہے.
It's not some trial or test.
کوئی برڈن نہیں ہے.
It's not a burden.
اور چونکہ اسلام رحمت ہی رحمت ہے اس لیے رحمت للعالمین کو اسلام دے کے بھیجا گیا ہے.
And because Islam is mercy in its entirety, He gave Islam to the mercy for all of the world who was Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں کہ میں آرام کر رہا تھا.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a narration that he was taking rest, he was resting.
Do farishte aapke paas aaye.
Two angels came to him.
Ek aapke sahane khada ho gaya aur ek aapki paanti pe khada ho gaya.
One stood by his head and one stood by his feet.
Ek ne dusre se kaha ke ye do hi wo lab ummat hai.
One of them, he said to the other that, give an example of this sleeping man.
तो दूसरा कहने लगा कि ये तो सो रहे हैं.
So the second angel said that he's sleeping.
तो पहला कहने लगा इन्ना ऐना मुतरामान इन भला ऐना मुकल्लू.
The first angel replied that his eyes are sleeping but his heart is not sleeping.
लिहाजा अगर तुम कोई मिसाल बयान करोगे तो बावजूद इसके कि ये सो रहे हैं फिर भी सुनेंगे.
So if you're going to talk about him, that even though he's sleeping, really he's not sleeping. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to this. And the conversation between the two angels about him, he's listening to it.
So
the second one gave this example, that was asked to give the example. He said that it's like a leader, a person that is prominent in society. He builds a house.
وَجَعَلَ فِيهِ مَعْدُوبًا.
And inside he makes a feast.
وَبَعَثَ دَاعِيًا.
And he sends a messenger to call people.
فَمَنْ أَجَابَ الدَّاعِيَ دَخَلَ الدَّارَ.
Whoever gives, whoever accepts the message of the messenger, then he will enter into the house.
وَأَكَلَ مِنَ الْمَعْدُوبًا.
And he will eat from the feast.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يُجِبِ الدَّاعِي.
And the person who doesn't accept the, the invitation of the messenger,
فَلَمْ يَدْخُلِ الدَّارَ.
Then he will not enter into the house.
وَلَمْ يَعْقُلْ مِنَ الْمَعْدُوبَةِ.
And he will not eat from the feast.
उसका अब्दुल्लाह पहले वाले ने कहा अच्छा इसकी तफसीर करो क्या मतलब है इसका.
So then the other angel said, now explain what is the meaning of this example.
तो फिर उसने कहा कि ये सो तो नहीं रहे.
So then he said, well, isn't he sleeping?
तो उस दूसरे वाले ने कहा इन्ना इलाहु तनामान वला इनामु कल्बु.
So the second one said, no, his eyes are, again he repeated, no, his eyes are asleep but his heart is awake.
तो कहने लगा कि असय्यदु हुवल्लाह. तफसीर उसकी है कि असय्यदु हुवल्लाह.
So then the angel started explaining his example and he said that that leader, that prominent person in society was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَدَّارُهُ الْجَنَّةِ.
And the house that he was preparing the feast in, that house was Jannah.
وَالْمَعْدُوبَةِ. اور جو دس نعمتیں ہیں وہ جنت کی نعمتیں ہیں.
He says in that feast, the blessing of that feast, that was all of the blessings that are kept in Jannah.
والداعي هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he said that messenger that was sent by the owner of that house was Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
تو جس نے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بات سنی اس نے دعوت پر لبیک کہی.
And whoever listened to the message of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he came into the house and he partook in the feast.
یہ لازمی بات ہے کہ جب داعی کی دعوت سنیں گے تو ایڈریس بھی پوچھیں گے کہ بھئی کہاں جا کے کھانا ہے کیسے پہنچنا ہے.
So this is obvious that when a person is invited to a, to a party, then he'll always, of course, if he's going, intending to go, then he'll ask, what is the address of the party? So obviously that address that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave for Jannah, if a person goes and follows the directions for that address, then he'll reach Jannah.
اور جس نے حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بات پر لبیک نہیں کہی وہ جائے گا بھی نہیں وہ داخل بھی نہیں ہوگا وہ استفادہ بھی نہیں کرے گا.
And whoever didn't respond to the invitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say that I am ready to accept the invitation, then of course that person will never reach his destination.
اس مثال میں حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے یہ بتایا کہ اللہ پاک کا نظام کیا ہے.
In this example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed what is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah paak ka irada kya hai?
And what is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mere dosto kuch bhi nahi hai, sirf unko apni shaan dikhani hai.
And my friends, he says, the plan of Allah is just this, that Allah wishes to show His
goodness.
He wants to show His
power. He
wants to show the unlimited knowledge.
He wants
to show His greatness.
He wants
to show His elevated status. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, He wants to show.
He wants
to show the blessings of His treasures.
He wants
to show the qualities that He has of greatness and beauty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah kya hai yahi to batane ke liye kainat banayi gayi hai.
What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For this very reason, to explain this and show this, Allah created all of creation.
Jis ko pura hai kalam e haq shana haq ruhe na kya ruhe na ba jane na haq jis ko pura hai kalam e haq shana اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے کلام پاک کو کیوں نازل فرمایا ہے؟ اس لیے نازل فرمایا ہے کہ اللہ پاک اپنے آپ کو دکھانا چاہتے ہیں انسانوں کو.
Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal His kalam, His words? Because He wanted to show Himself to the creation.
تو حق تعالیٰ صرف یہی دکھانے کے لیے میرے دوستو اسلام دیے ہیں.
And for this for only this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave all of Islam.
انسانوں نے سمجھا کہ اسلام مصیبت ہے.
And people thought that Islam is a burden.
Deen ek musibat hai.
That deen, living deen is a difficulty.
Nahi, wo to sirf Allah paak ki rehmat ke liye aaya hai.
No, he says this is a misunderstanding. Deen has only come because it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala.
The person who does not want to enter into this mercy, then automatically he'll enter into difficulties. And for this very reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show His mercy and His care and concern, for this very reason He gave deen. And in explaining deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used many, many different ways in making us understand and explaining to us deen. Sometimes He mentioned stories in the Quran, and through the stories He explained.
कभी अल्लाह पाक ने पैगंबरों के साथ जो आप उनकी बातचीत हुई है उसको बयान फरमाया उसके थ्रू एक बार समझा दी.
And sometimes the conversations that took place with the anbiya, with the prophets alayhi wasallatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their conversations and through that he gave a lesson.
कभी अल्लाह पाक ने कायनात की कुदरत की निशानियां जो अल्लाह ने कायनात में फैलाई हुई है उनको बताया और उनके जरिए से बात समझाई.
And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all of the great things that he has created in the universe, and in explaining these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he showed the greatness of himself.
और कभी पिछले दिनों में लोगों पर जो अय्याम आए, जो वक्त आए, मानने वालों के साथ, नहीं मानने वालों के साथ, वो बयान फरमाया, उसे समझाया.
And sometimes in the past times, in previous generations, what happened with the previous people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about those who were obedient and those who were disobedient, and what was their outcome, what happened to them. He explained that He mentioned their incidents.
जैसे मिसाल के तौर पर अल्लाह ताला ये जरा फरमाते हैं.
For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one place.
نَتْلُو عَلَيْكَ مِنْ نَبَإِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
We mentioned to you the story of Musa alayhi salam and the people of Fir'aun, for that nation of people who believe in Allah.
तो लिखौमी यू मिनून का मतलब क्या है? मुझे और आपको कुछ समझाना चाहते हैं अल्लाह पाक, इसलिए वाक्य बयान फरमाए.
Allah mentions that this story is for those people who have iman. So this story is for those people, for us, those who believe, for us to understand something from the story.
إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَىٰ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Verily, Fir'aun, he had arrogance on the earth.
وَجَعَلَ أَهْلَهَا شِيَعًا.
And he made the people, you know, subservient to him.
يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِنْهُمْ.
One group was very weak from amongst them. He made them, you know, helpless.
उसने कमजोर कर दिया था. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ.
He killed the children, the male children that were born to them, and he let the females live.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ.
He was from amongst those that caused great corruption.
وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that we wish, Allah planned that we would have mercy and show kindness to those people that had been made weak, that had been made helpless on the earth.
وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً.
And we plan to make them the leaders of the earth.
وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ.
And we plan to make them those who would inherit the earth.
وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
And we would give them position in the earth.
وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَحَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ.
And we will show Fir'aun and Haman and their people what was the outcome of what they were, what was to come.
فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we revealed to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that go and breastfeed Musa alayhi salam.
मैंने एक बुजुर्ग से जिन्होंने हजरत यूसुफ रहमतुल्लाह अलैह को सुना है.
As I mentioned, I've heard from one of the elders, Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahimahullah, that when he would explain these verses, he would say one thing.
Says
there is a very specific point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making.
Quran Pak ki ishaare ki zuban alag hoti hai.
Says the ishara, the directional, the points that the Quran points towards are different. The
way हमारे अरबी पढ़ने वाले साथी सब जानते हैं कि ज़ुबानें चार किस्म की होती हैं. दलालतुन नास, इबारतुन नास, इस्तदाउन नास, इशारतुन नास. ये चार तरह की ज़ुबानें होती हैं बात समझाने की.
Says there, as those of us who have studied Arabic and studied some of mantiq, to understand that there are four types of speech. And the different types of speech in making people understand the talk that is being explained. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing towards this point, this fact.
कि अल्लाह पाक जब किसी चीज का, जब किसी खास चीज का इरादा करते हैं, तो खास अमल अंजाम देते हैं.
So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to, He plans to have a specific work done, then He uses a specific method to bring that specific special work into play.
एक तो ये फरमाया कि नुरीदु अन्नमुन्ना अलल्लज़ीना स्तुरइफू फिल अर्ज़.
Says one, we intended and we planned to show mercy and have kindness upon those people who had been made helpless on the earth.
मालूम हुआ कि जब दुनिया में जुल्म और सितम आम हो जाता है.
Says this point is taken out from this verse that when oppression and wrongdoing becomes common upon the earth,
और लोगों के ऊपर जबर और तशद्दुद हो जाता है.
And somebody has, you know, then there's tyranny and oppression upon the people.
और फिर अल्लाह पाक इन कमजोरों के ऊपर की मदद करना चाहते हैं, रज़ा करना चाहते हैं.
And then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala intends and wishes to help those people that are weak.
وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً.
And Allah says, and I plan to make them the leaders.
وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ.
And to make them the those who would inherit the earth.
وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
And to give them position in the earth.
وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنُرِيَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ.
And to show Fir'aun and Haman and their army and their people what they had, you know, the outcome of what they had done.
So ye paanch jab irade Allah Subhanahu wa Taala ne farmaye.
When Allah Subhanahu wa Taala spoke about these five plans, these five intentions of His,
so Allah ne Hazrat Musa alayhi salam ko jo ke dai mein paida farmaya.
Then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala brought Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a dai, who was a nabi of Allah. He brought him into creation.
To nabi ki paidaish ke piche Allah Subhanahu wa Taala ka kya irada hota hai?
So what is behind the birth of every nabi? There's a great work behind the birth of a nabi.
To nabi ke kaam ko jab Allah pak hayat ata farmate hain, zindagi ata farmate hain, to usse Allah tabaraka taala ke kuch iradon par roshni padti hai.
So when the work of a nabi is intended, there's such a situation that the work of a nabi is needed, of a prophet is needed, then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala brings about the prophet.
Aur hasara chano ka kaam mere dosto bahut hi tasalli se aur itminan se hota hai.
And the work of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is done with confidence and very ease.
Bahut hikmaton par mushtamil hota hai.
It is a conglomeration of a whole lot of wisdoms.
Aise raaste se Allah Pak aa rahe hote hain ki kisi ko pata bhi nahi chalta.
Allah Subhanahu wa Taala takes work from such ways that people can't even imagine. They don't even know.
Jaise Allah ne khud Firaun ke qisse mein ek baat bayan farmayi.
Jaise Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in the story of Fir'aun, he mentioned one point.
कि हमने फिरौन जब मूसा अलैहि सलाम बनी इसराइल को लेके गए.
When Musa alayhi salam took the Bani Israel and he left,
तो फिरौन ने अपने कौम को जमा करके मशवरा किया कि क्या करना चाहिए.
So Fir'aun gathered his people and he discussed with them what should be done.
उन्होंने कहा कि इन औलाए लशिरतुम कलीलून व इन्नहुम लना लगायबून व इन्ना लजमीउन हाजिरून.
Says these people that have left, they're very small and insignificant in number. We're great. We are all present here. We're ready to do whatever.
चलो इनको जाके पकड़ लेते हैं.
So let's go. We'll go catch up to them.
अल्लाह ताला फरमाने के ये इनके दिल में मैंने डाला.
Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is saying, I put this into the heart of Fir'aun.
और मैंने निकाला उसको. فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتِهِمْ وَعُيُونِهِمْ وَكُنُوزِهِمْ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ.
And Allah mentions about all the treasures and the blessings that He had given Fir'aun. He says, we took him out from his kingdom, from his, you know, his gardens, and these blessings that Allah, we took him out. Allah put it into his heart, and Allah says, I took him out from his all this comfort that he had to go follow the people of Musa alayhi salam.
Fir'aun ye samajh raha tha ki main ja raha hu peecha karne.
And Fir'aun is thinking in his own mind that I'm going behind these
people. Allah ka farman hai ki wo nahi ja raha tha, maine nikala tha usko.
And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala saying, no, he wasn't going on his own, I took him out.
Mere dosto, Allah ke kaamon ko to Allah hi janta hai.
My friends, the works of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, only Allah knows.
Isliye waqt ke taqaze mein jo hukm Allah ka mutawajjih ho wo karna
chahiye. For this very reason, the need and the necessity, at whatever time there is, whatever the hukm and the command of Allah is regarding that time and that need of that time, that is what needs to be fulfilled.
Isliye Allah Pak farma rahe hain, auhayna ila ummi Musa an arzi'i, humne Musa ki maa ki taraf wahi bheji ke doodh pilati raho usko.
For this reason, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala revealed to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that now you go and you go back to Musa alayhi salam and you breastfeed him.
Faida khifti alayhi faltihi fil yam.
And when you have fear over, you know, when you have fear over his life, then put him into the basket and put him in the river.
وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي.
And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala revealed to her that don't have fear, don't have any concern.
إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Allah gives the promise that we will return him to you and we will make him from amongst the messengers.
فَالْتَقَطَهُ عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًّا وَحَزَنًا.
So then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala made it such that the family of Fir'aun was the one who picked him up from the river. So that, and Allah says why? So that they would then in the future Musa alayhi salam would become their enemy.
Inna Fir'aun wa Haman wa junudahuma kanu khati'in.
Says verily Fir'aun and Haman and all of their people, their army, all of them were in a grave error.
وقالت امرأة فرعون قرت وعين لي ولك لا تقتلوا.
And the very wife of Fir'aun, she addresses Fir'aun and she says, this little boy that we have picked up from the river, this is the coolness of my eyes and it will be the coolness of the eyes for you as well. Don't kill him. This is very possible soon he will benefit us or he will, you know, we can make him, we can adopt him as one of our own sons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the means of this story, he mentioned many, many points. Says when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives commands, says sometimes it comes such that the apparent outcome of that command and carrying out that command can even be harmful in some cases. Says, look, the command is given to the mother of Musa alayhi salam that put your infant baby into a basket and throw him into the river. Says, forget if you put a child into the water, even if you close a child inside a basket. Says, and then you take that closed basket and put it in water, he says, that's double death. And says if that basket that is closed in the water comes into the hands of the enemy of that child, he says that's triple death. Says now think about it. Says, is this command, is it in the shape of something that is harmful? Says the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a reality behind it.
Musliman is par aaj nahi hai.
Says the Muslims of today are not on this reality. Now we're saying that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shape and the way of that hukum should also be according to how I want. And deen, that I will live according to that deen which is according to how I want to live. Says I have heard from the writings of Mawlana Yusuf Sahib
Rahimullah.
He says the deen of today is like this, that the Muslim has made a little frame and he tells the scholars that bring deen and fit it into this frame of mind. Whatever mind frame deen fits in my mind, make deen fit into that frame.
Musliman usko kehte hain ki jo deen ke frame mein khud jaake baithe.
Says a Muslim is that person who himself gets up and he goes and fits himself into the frame of Islam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ka hukum samne ho to bas musliman ko ghaib par iman lana hai asal mein.
Says when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of us and he says that's it, finish. Then the Muslim has to bring iman on that thing that he does not even see.
Nazar kya aa raha hai isse baithne.
Says what does it matter if it's what we see in front of us?
Jamaat mein nikalte hain to bazaahir laaf nazar aa raha hai.
He says, apparently when we go out in Jamaat, when we go out in the path of Allah, it seems like a loss. When they tell us to go out in the path of Allah, then he says it looks like it's a very difficult situation. We think that we're wasting time. We think that instead of relaxing, now we're becoming restless. And he says, what about all these people who go work? Do they go to rest at work? Or do they make effort at work? If somebody tells his friend that, you know, I see you at work, you work really hard and you sweat a lot, I feel bad for you, so what I'll do is I'm going to try to get you fired from work. Will anybody like this? Says, why don't we like this? In reality, this person is working hard. He's sweating. He's going through so many difficulties. Says, because in front of him is the reality of what's going to happen in the near future, that a paycheck is coming after all this time.
Iman wale ka kaam ye hota hai ki usko jo nazar aa raha us par yakeen nahi karna, jo bataya ja raha us par yakeen karna.
Says the duty of the believer, of a person of iman, is not that we act according to what we see, but we act according to what we've been told.
Isiliye sabse pehle Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka sachcha hona ye dikhaya gaya insano ke samne.
For this very reason, the first thing that was set into our minds and made for us to understand was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the true
Nabi.
Says that even before the Nubuwa and revelation came to him, Everybody had this in their minds, even before that he had been made a prophet, that he was given the title of the most truthful, the most trustworthy. When he gathered all the people, the first thing that he asked them was, what do you think about me? Everybody gave the answer that we've never seen you, you know, lie or tell an untruth ever.
Because those
things that are told to us through Islam, the biggest portion of them, the majority of it, are those things that have to do with the unseen. Their connection is with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explained to us. The connection of these things is with the knowledge of Allah. This is why the knowledge of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is why in Iman, in faith, first the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are explained to us. How is His power? How is His knowledge? How is his sustaining the
creation?
How is His protection? How is the taking to task of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to make somebody successful, then without any means He can make somebody
successful.
If He decides to take somebody to task, then with all the means of protection there for that person, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that
person.
If He decides to give protection to somebody, then look how He protected the anbiya, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even using the web of a spider to protect His prophets. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides punishment for somebody, look how He took Namrud to task with a simple mosquito. With a whole army of elephants is destroyed by an army of small birds. This is why the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first thing that is explained when it comes to our iman.
Because
when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something, when He wants it, how He wants it, wherever He wants it, He can do as He
wishes.
And with whomever He wants to do, He
can.
For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't matter if there's an army or if there's only one, it doesn't make a difference to
Allah.
Allah can destroy and finish the entire creation and universe in 1 second. And the thousands of universes that are there, Allah can create in 1 second. This is why the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explained. So that when the knowledge of this, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes in front of the human being, then in full we can put trust in Allah. So that when the command of Allah comes and we don't become people, the human being doesn't become someone that looks at the apparent, you know, the harm or the benefit of that command. That we just look at this is the command of Allah. So He says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the command to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, look, she just put him into the water. She did it, she carried it out, but Allah mentions in the next verse of the Quran that in the morning she woke up, her heart was empty. Do we understand what it would mean if we had to put our own child into the water? What would it mean to the heart of that person? Says, if it wasn't for that we had strengthened her heart so that she could be one of the believers, but Allah gave her strength and strengthened her heart. And she said to the sister of Musa alayhi salam, that go find, see where is the outcome, where is this basket going in the water. So then when she went and saw that the household of Fir'aun has picked up this basket,
Allah فرماتے ہیں کہ ہمارا نظام دیکھو.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at my sister. We had made it haram, we had prohibited that anybody else would breastfeed Musa alayhi salam.
Musa alayhi salam itne se bacche unke haram kar diya doodh peena.
Says, look, he's this small of a child, and Allah has made it haram for this child to drink milk.
Kisi ka doodh unhone nahi piya.
He didn't drink milk from anybody.
आप बोलेंगे कि इतने बच्चे पे कैसे हराम करेंगे?
So we can say, how could we make something haram on a child?
मैं अब किया करता हूँ जैसे बकरी पे गोश्त खाना हराम है.
So just like this, my answer to this is that the way that it's haram and it's prohibited for a goat to eat meat.
और शेर पे घास खाना हराम है.
And it's haram for a lion to eat grass.
मतलब ये है कि हर एक को अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला ने उसके एतबार से उसका नेचर बना दिया.
So this by the situation Allah सुब्हानहू व तआला has made it the nature of Musa अलैहि
सलाम. मूसा अलैहि सलातो व सलाम के अंदर अल्लाह पाक ने ये बात डाल दी कि खबरदार किसी का दूध नहीं पीना.
Allah सुब्हानहू व तआला has put it into the nature of Musa अलैहि सलाम that don't you dare drink milk from anybody else.
और वो जमाना ये डब्बों के दूध का नहीं था.
And that wasn't the time that you could buy these.
वहां तो यही सूरत थी कि कोई औरत दूध पिलाए तो बच्चा बचे.
In that time, if some woman would feed the child milk, then the child would live.
فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون. ये बच्ची जो पीछे पीछे जा रही थी उसने ये बात की कि मूसा तो किसी का दूध नहीं पीने और बच्चा बेचैन हो रहे साथ ही साथ और ऐसी सूरत में सारे फिरौनी परेशान है महल परेशान है. इस बच्ची ने कहा कि मैं बताती हूँ.
So this sister of Musa alayhi salam, who had followed to see where Musa alayhi salam ended up, she spoke up and she said, and the whole situation is everybody is concerned, everybody is worried. This child is not drinking milk from anybody. The whole court of Fir'aun is in an uproar. Who will feed this child milk? And this little girl speaks up and says, I can show you somebody who this child will drink from.
मोहम्मद उमर पालनपुरी रमतुल्लाह फरमाया करते थे कि बच्ची ने तो बता दिया था देखा जाए.
He says, मौलाना उमर पालनपुरी रहमतुल्लाह, he would say that, look, this little child, she told them.
भाई क्यों ये हमदर्दी करेंगे? कौन किसका बच्चा है बता दिया ना उसने.
She said, didn't the child give away the secret? Why would she care about this child?
लेकिन फिर अल्लाह की कुदरत देखी है कि ऐसा उसकी अकल पर पर्दा डाला फिरौन की उसको नहीं समझना इतनी बुरी बात.
Says, even though it was so apparent, this little child, why would she care about? It's obvious that it must be her brother or some relation of hers that she cares. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still showed his power that he put a curtain over the mind of Fir'aun. Even then he didn't understand that this is, you know, the brother of this little child.
वो उसने कहा कि यार पहले औरत को लाओ और उसको दूध पिलाए बस.
So Fir'aun said, just bring that woman, at least let this child have milk to drink.
فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we returned Musa to his mother.
كَيْفَ تَرَىٰ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ.
So that her eyes would be cool and she wouldn't be concerned and have worries.
उसके बाद एक जुमला फरमाया मेरे दोस्तों.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one thing.
وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ.
So that she would understand and know that the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. It's
how Allah koi wada karta hai to wo karne ke liye karta hai.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a promise, he makes that promise because it will happen.
Aaj musalmanon ko Allah ke wadon ka yaqeen nahi raha.
Because today the Muslims, we don't have yaqeen, we don't have conviction in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sari daawat ki mehnat isliye hai ki musalman ka imaan kam se kam itna ho jaye ki Allah ki baaton ka yaqeen use hone lage.
This whole effort of da'wah is so that all of the Muslims, at least we could come to this level that we have yaqeen, we have conviction in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Usko yaqeen jab bhi aata hai ki jab samajh mein aaye.
Says the yaqeen, the conviction will only come if we understand.
Usko yaqeen jab bhi aata hai ki jab nazar aaye.
We only have conviction when we see something.
Sari duniya kya bata raha hai, kya waqia kya bata raha hai, kaun si cheez isme se batao nazar aane ki hai ki jiske andar se kamyabi nazar aati ho.
Says, look at the whole world and everything that's going around us. What do we see? That we see success behind it.
Is waqia ke andar.
So in this one story, look at it.
एक एक बात ऐसी है कि जो नुकसान पहुंचाने वाली नजर आ रही है.
Every command of Allah in this story seems apparently in front of us that actually is something of harm.
लेकिन पहले वाक्य से आप गौर करेंगे तो पता चलेगा कि हर बात में ये बात है कि उस पर ही कामयाबी डिपेंड करती थी.
But then if we actually look at the whole story, says in reality every command that was given, though apparently it looks like it's harmful, success and protection was only in fulfilling these things.
अगर Musa की अम्मी का ईमान नाकिस होता.
Had the iman, the faith of the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam not been complete,
aur wo Allah ki baat pe bharosa na karti,
and she hadn't put trust in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
aur usko tabut mein rakh ke pani mein na dalti,
and she hadn't put Musa alayhi salam into the basket and into the water,
batao kya hota.
Says, tell me what would have happened.
Humne har kaam aisa hai jo bazaahir jiske andar halakat hai wahi se najat ki shaklein Allah ne banayi hui hoti hai.
Says, look, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that even if it apparently it looks like it's destruction or it's harm, the protection and the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept is in those commands.
दुश्मन के हाथ में न पहुंचाते मूसा अलैहि सलाम को, दुश्मन के घर किसी और गरीब किसान के घर पहुंचाते वहां पल जाते तो जाहिर तौर पर ये शक्ल न बनती.
Says, apparently if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made that basket reach somebody else's house, not the enemy, the sworn enemy of the Bani Israel, but he made it reach the house of Fir'aun. Had it been somebody else's house, apparently that might have been safety and protection for Musa alayhi salam.
And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne mere dosto dushman ko pehchanwa ke bhi unse parvarish karwai.
He says, look, and not just that, Allah made the enemy the one who would raise and protect and sustain Musa alayhi salam.
And Allah ta'ala farma rahe hain ki alqaytu alayka mahabbatan minni wa litusna'a ala aini. Allah ne ye kaam kiya ki Fir'aun ne jin nigahon se dekha Musa ko, unhi nigahon mein Musa ki mohabbat dal di uske dil mein.
Says Allah made it such, he says in the next, that we put that when Fir'aun looked at Musa alayhi salam, those very eyes, Allah put the love of Musa alayhi salam into the eyes of Fir'aun.
Allah wants,
when Allah wants, He can make whatever He wants the means for whatever He wants it.
सबसे ज़्यादा नुकसान पहुँचाने वाली चीज़ दुश्मन की निगाह होती है.
Says the most harmful thing to a person is the nazar, it's the view and the sight of the enemy.
क्योंकि निगाह के बाद ही decision होता है.
Because once the enemy sees the enemy, then the decision takes place.
अल्लाह सुब्हानहु ने उसी को अपना लश्कर बनाया, अपना ज़रिया बनाया मूसा की हिफाज़त का.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the nazar and the view of Fir'aun, of the enemy, the means for the protection of Musa alayhi salam. That's why, my friends, he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. He can use the means of death and bring life out. Out of the means of life, he can bring death. If Allah wants to keep somebody alive, then no matter how much somebody tries, nobody can kill that person.
मोहम्मद उमर पालनपुरी एक किस्सा सुनाया करते थे.
मोहम्मद उमर पालनपुरी रहमतुल्लाह यूज़ टू मेंशन वन
स्टोरी. पुराने तबलीगी हैं, वो सब चूंकि उनको जानते हैं इसलिए मैं उनका नाम ले रहा हूँ.
सिंस द ओल्ड वर्कर्स वुड नो हु ही वाज, दैट्स व्हाई आई टेक हिज नेम.
फरमाते थे कि एक आदमी अपनी जिंदगी से आजीज हो गया.
सिंस वन पर्सन गॉट फेड अप विद हिज लाइफ.
उन्होंने सोचा कि बस मुझे मर जाना चाहिए.
एंड ही थॉट टू हिमसेल्फ, आई जस्ट वांट टू
डाई. सोचा कि मैं कैसे अपने आप को मारूं.
Says he started thinking to himself, how do I kill
myself? दिमाग में आया कि मैं जहर खाऊं.
So he thought to himself, it came in his mind that I will drink poison.
फिर उसके दिमाग में आया कि अगर मैं जहर खा लिया और मैं बेहोश आया, मुझे कफ आ गया, लोगों ने मुझे दवाखाने में एडमिट कर दिया, फिर मुझे बचा रही है.
So then he thought to himself, if I eat the poison and then I become unconscious, then people will come to me, they'll admit me into the hospital, and it's possible that they can cure me and I'll come back to life.
फिर सोचा नहीं, मैं फांसी डाल दूंगा.
Says no, then he thought to himself, no, I'll hang myself.
दोबारा फिर उसके दिमाग में आया कि फांसी में भी ऐसा होता है कि लोग बार मतलब अचानक आके पकड़ लेते हैं.
So then he thought to himself that if I hang myself, then it sometimes happens that as soon as a person hangs himself, somebody arrives on the scene and saves the person.
फिर उसके बाद सोचा कि मैं खुद ही अपने आप को शूट कर लूँ.
Then he thought to himself, then I'll shoot myself.
उसने सोचा कि अगर शूट करने में मेरा हाथ हिल गया तो गोली इधर उधर हो जाएगी.
So then he thought to himself, if in shooting myself my hand moves, then the bullet will go this way and that way.
तो उसने ऐसा किया कि उसने जहर भी खरीदा.
So then he did this, then he got the poison.
उसने रस्सी भी ली ताकि फांसी लेने.
And he got the rope and got it ready to hang.
और उसने गन भी ले ली ताकि शूट कर ले.
And he also got a gun so that he could shoot.
मैंने तीनों तस्वीरें करूंगा ताकि मेरे बचने की कोई सूरत न रहे.
So he said, I'll do all three of them so that there's no chance that I could survive.
तो वो रस्सी बांधने के लिए तराश करने लगा कि कहाँ बांधू.
So he started looking, where can I tie this rope.
तो उसके जहन में ये बात आई कि ऐसी जगह बांधू कि अगर रस्सी टूट के गिर भी जाऊं तो पानी में गिरूं.
So he thought to himself, I should hang, tie it over such a place that even if the rope breaks and I fall, I could fall into water and drown.
तो उसने ऐसे ऐसे ब्रांच के ऊपर रस्सी लटकाई जो पानी में लटकती.
So he found a branch hanging over the water and he tied it over there.
तो उसने अपने मुंह में जहर डाला.
So he put the poison in his mouth.
और अपने आप को रस्सी के फंदे में डाला.
And he put the noose around his neck.
उसके बाद में झूला.
And then he jumped.
उसके बाद में गोली चला दी.
And then while he jumped, he pulled the trigger.
वो गोली जाके रस्सी को लगी.
The bullet went and hit the rope.
और रस्सी जाके पानी में गिरी.
And the rope fell into the water.
उसने जब तक जहर जो खाना था तो पानी भी पी गया ऊपर से.
So he said as soon as when he go ahead and put the poison in his mouth and the water went in his mouth as well.
वो बाजू में खेत में लोग काम कर रहे थे, उसको निकाला कुएं से और दबा था जो उसका पेट निकाला वो पूरा जहर बाहर.
So a lot of water went into his lungs. He says there were, as he was flowing past, he says there were some people working in the fields. They grabbed the rope, they pulled him out, they did CPR and they pumped all the water out of his stomach and all the poison also came out of his
mouth. Qudrat Allah ki aisi hai ki agar unka irada na ho to chahe koi kuch bhi kar le.
Because the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that if he wishes something, nobody can do the opposite of that.
Aur agar wo pakadna chahe to koi bacha nahi sakta.
And if he wants to catch someone and take them to death, then nobody can.
Aur ye har kaam mein hikmat hoti hai.
And in every work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
har kaam mein hikmat hoti hai.
Every condition there is wisdom.
Aaj jo musalmanon par halaat hai usme hikmat hai Allah par.
All the conditions that are upon the Muslims today, there is wisdom of Allah.
Aaj hamare upar jo halaat hai usme hikmat hai Allah.
the conditions that have come upon us, there's the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala.
Says our coming into this country, there's some wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind it. Says in the writings of Mawlana Yasar rahimahullah, it's come to me. Says it's very strange and it's a very amazing story. And it's such a story that should open up our minds.
فرمایا کہ اللہ کے نظام دو ہیں.
Says the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the systems of Allah are two.
ایک کا نظام ہے نظام تشریعی.
One is the نظام of Sharia.
حلال حرام جائز ناجائز صحیح غلط.
What is halal, what is haram, what is right, what is wrong, what is prohibited, what is the commands.
ایک نظام ہے نظام تکوینی.
And the other nizam is the nizam of being.
اور اس میں افراد کا بھی ہوتا ہے اور قوموں کا بھی ہوتا ہے.
And in that there is both the system of individuals as well as of whole nation.
کس کو غالب ہونا ہے, کس کو مغلوب ہونا ہے.
Who will be in power, who will be ruled over.
کس کو عزت پانا ہے, کس کو ذلیل ہونا ہے.
Who will get honor, who will be disgraced.
کس کو امیر ہونا ہے, کس کو فقیر ہونا ہے.
Who will be rich, who will be poor.
کس کے ہاں خوشیاں ہونا ہے, کس کے ہاں غم ہونے ہیں.
Who will be happy, who will be grieved.
یہ تکوینی نظام کہلاتا ہے.
This is all the system of being.
یہ دونوں نظام اللہ پاک ہی کے ہیں.
Both of these systems are Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. اللہ ہی کرتے ہیں.
And both of them are run only by Allah.
اس تقدیری نظام کو تقدیری نظام بھی کہتے ہیں.
The نظام that is referred to as the system of being is also the system of the power of Allah.
حق تعالی شانہ میں حضرت مولانا یاسر رحمتہ اللہ علیہ فرما کرتے تھے, سنا کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا نظام تکمیل یہ ہے کہ پوری دنیا میں مسلمانوں کو ڈسٹریبیوٹ کر دیا جائے گا.
So the system of being, the second system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that in the whole world, the Muslims that are present in the world at that time will be distributed throughout the whole world. Even if there's nothing in terms of the intention of these Muslims, there is something behind it in the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them being
distributed.
Even these Muslims are thinking to themselves that we're going somewhere so that we can they're thinking to themselves that where I go I'll be able to earn more money. I can build a good house.
بچوں کی شادیاں کرتے ہیں,
get my children married.
بھائیوں بہنوں کی شادیاں کرتے ہیں,
my brothers and sisters married.
تعلیم کچھ اچھی ہو جائے,
have some good education.
کوئی لگژری گاڑی مل جائے,
buy a luxurious car.
یہ دماغوں میں ہوتا ہے.
This is what's in the mind.
اللہ یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ پوری دنیا میں مسلمان منتقسم ہو جائے.
But Allah's plan behind these people is that the Muslims of the world be spread throughout the world.
اس لیے تاکہ اسلام ہر انسان کے لیے اویلیبل ہو جائے.
So that Islam can be available for every single human being.
جو اسلام لانا چاہے اس کو پتا چلے کہ مسلمان کون ہوتا ہے اور مسلمان کے پاس اسلام کیا ہوتا ہے. وہ کچھ نہ کچھ تو ہم جانتا ہے اسلام کے بارے میں. جو اسلام کو چاہے اس کے لیے اسلام کو اویلیبل کرنے پوری دنیا میں مسلمانوں کو بانٹا جاتا ہے.
So that if anybody in the whole world ever thinks to themselves that they want to accept Islam or they want, you know, they want to understand more about Islam, that it's readily available for them, that there is a Muslim, this is how a Muslim is, this is a Muslim, this is how Islam is practiced.
اور یہ اللہ کیوں چاہتے ہیں میرے دوستو؟
And why does Allah want this, my friends?
یہ فرماتے ہیں علماء کہ پوری دنیا میں صحیح روح ہیں بٹی ہوئی ہیں, نیک روحیں پوری دنیا میں ڈسٹریبیوٹ ہیں.
The علماء explained, the scholars explained that the pious souls are distributed evenly throughout the world.
جیسے بری روحیں جو ہے نا وہ بٹی ہوئی ہیں.
Just as the evil souls are distributed throughout the world.
کس گھر میں کون سی جگہ نیک روح ہے اللہ کو ہی معلوم ہے, کسی کو نہیں معلوم ہے.
Which house in which place is there a pious soul, only Allah knows.
اور کون سی جگہ کس گھر کے اندر جہنمی اور بدبخت روح ہے وہ اللہ ہی کو معلوم ہے.
And in which house in which place is there a soul that is destined for jahannam, an evil soul, only Allah knows.
نوح علیہ السلام کے گھر کے اندر کنعان پیدا ہو گیا دنیا جانتی ہے.
Says in the house of Nuh alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah, Canaan was born. Allah, the whole world knows.
سب دنیا جانتی ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے کیسے اس کے واقعے کو قرآن پاک میں بیان کیا اور کیسے وہ جہنم میں ہو گیا.
The whole world knows. Allah mentions the story in the Quran that he never accepted the message and he became a person of Jahannam in the house of Nuh alayhi salam.
اور آزر بت پرست کے گھر میں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ کو اللہ نے پیدا کر دیا.
And he says in the house of Azar, who was a person who worshipped idols, he was an evil, wretched soul. In that house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into birth.
تو یہ اللہ کا ایک نظام ہے کہ کون سی روح کام بھیجی گئی ہے.
So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which soul will be sent where.
اسی لیے یہ یاد رکھو ہمیشہ, کسی کے اوپر کبھی حکم نہیں لگانا.
Says this is why always remember this, never pass a judgment on anybody.
بعض آدمی تبلیغ میں لگا ہوا ہوتا ہے, اس کی اولاد خراب ہو جاتی ہے.
Many people are joined with the effort of tabligh and their children turn out
لوگ بولتے ہیں یہ دیکھو اس کو بھی دنیا میں پھرتے ہیں اپنے بچوں کی خبر نہیں, بھائی کیا کرے گا وہ بندہ خدا کا, اس کو جو محنت کرنے تھی اس نے کی.
And he says, people say, look, he's going throughout the whole world and look how his own children turned out. What can he do? It's not in his hands well, how that child will turn out.
Baz maulana ke hote ghar mein, kuch maulana ke ghar mein koi bhi paida hua hai, unhe dekho. Din kuch bhi log bol dete hain ki dekho inke ghar mein ye paida ho gaya, bhai kya kar sakte hain.
There's look, many scholars of Islam are there and some child is born into their house.
Mashayikh ke ghar mein kaise kaise duniyadar paida ho jate hain.
So then people say that, look, what, look at this alim or this person that is a scholar, look in his own house, his own child is like this and that.
Duniyadaron ke ghar mein bhi bahut se duniyadari paida hote hain.
He says, and then sometimes in the house of a person of dunya, a dunya related person is also born.
Aur bade nek muttaqi parhezgar bhi nikalate
hain. And then sometimes in a house that is concerned with dunya, a very pious and righteous person,
Allah ke wali paida ho jate hain.
Sometimes the friend of Allah,
bade deen ke dai paida ho jate
hain. A great inviter of
haazir alim aur mufti paida ho jate
hain. Haazir an alim, a scholar of deen is born into such houses.
Ek bahut bade maulana the, wo hamare dost nijan pehchan walon mein se, wo kehte the ki aap mere ghar ko na aaye, is waste ki hamare baba peete hote hain.
Then there was a big scholar who used to say, I don't know why you don't come to my house, because my father used to drink.
Kya kare ek hai drink wala, magar Allah pak ne uske ghar mein mufti banaya.
Says, what can you do? He says, he's somebody that drinks. But look, Allah made in that house of a person who drinks, Allah made
him. Mere puri duniya mein musalman bata jo insaan sahi roop mein bati hui hai.
He says, look, Allah has distributed the souls of the righteous throughout the whole world.
Allah ke paas insaan do hi qismon mein bana hua hai.
Insaan, the human being, has all, is there's only two types according to Allah.
Unke paas kala gora koi cheez nahi hai.
There's no such thing as black and white.
American, gair American koi cheez nahi hai.
American, non-American, there's no such thing.
سید خان پٹھان کوئی چیز نہیں ہے.
سید خان پٹھان دیز
نہیں, کوئی زبان کا کوئی فرق نہیں پڑتا.
نو ڈفرنس آف اینی
لینگویج, کوئی علاقے کا فرق نہیں پڑتا.
نو ڈفرنس آف اینی
قبیلے کا فرق نہیں پڑتا.
اینی ٹاؤن اور سٹی,
کسی قوم کا فرق نہیں پڑتا.
آف اے نیشن,
اللہ کے پاس صرف دو ہیں, فمنھم شقیٌّ وسعید.
دیز اونلی ٹو اکارڈنگ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, دوز دیٹ آر ریچڈ اینڈ دوز دیٹ آر رائٹ.
فاما الذین شقوا ففی النار لہم فیھا ظفیر وشہیق.
اس فور دوز دیٹ آر ریچڈ, then they will be in the hellfire forever in the punishment of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And those who are righteous, they'll be in Jannah.
خالدین فیها ما دامت السماوات والارض.
They will be in Jannah forever and ever.
اس لیے میرے دوستو, حق تعالیٰ شانہ یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ جس جگہ پر مسلمان ہے وہاں اسلام کے پہنچنے کی سبیل رہے وہاں کے لوگوں کو.
This is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wherever Muslims spread throughout the world, that there is a way and a path for people to accept Islam.
اس لیے ہمارے بزرگ یہ فرماتے ہیں کہ تم آئے تو ہو یہاں پر مال کمانے کی نیت ہے, لیکن نیت کا چینج کرنا کچھ مشکل نہیں ہے.
So this is why our elders are telling us that we've come here to America and to this part of the world with the intention of earning wealth and earning a good lifestyle, but it's not difficult to change our intentions.
Abhi bhi hum apne ye sahi kar le.
He says, even now we can make our intentions.
Aur us kaam mein lag jaye jis kaam ke liye musliman zimmedar hai.
He says, then we can get join ourselves with that work, that work which every Muslim is responsible for.
Allah tabarak wa taala wohi hame izzat ata farmayenge.
And through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us
kuch bhi kami hota hai sab dho dalenge,
and all of those shortcomings and mistakes that we've made in the past, Allah will clean them.
Allah ke deen ki mehnat ki khususiyat ye hai mere dosto ke sare paap dho diye jaate hain.
Since the specialty of the effort of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that all the filth and the sins of the past are washed and cleaned up.
Log ye samajhte hain ki hum gunahgar hain, hum kya kare.
People think like this, that I'm a sinner, what can I do?
Mere dosto, agar hum gunahgar hain to karna hi karna hai.
He says, my friends, if we are sinners, then we really have to.
Isliye ki guna to maaf hone ka ye zariya,
because this is the way for us to get our sins forgiven.
Sir, pehle Allah ne yehi farmaya, yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, ke tumhare guna maaf karunga.
The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the outcome of doing this work is that he will forgive your sins.
Agar hum sab apne aap ko gunahgar samajhte hain,
says, if we all consider ourselves sinners,
to be is guna ko dhone ke liye jo intezam Allah ne rakha hai mere dosto, uske liye bhi himmat karni chahiye.
Then we have to have, you know, bravery and make the intention to use those means, that system that Allah has kept, in order for us to clean that sinfulness of ourselves.
Isliye jo kehte hain ki sabse pehle wo yaqeen hamara ban jaye Allah ki qudrat par, Allah ke ilm par, Allah ki hifazat par, Allah ki rububiyat par, kuch aisi mehnat kare ki nazar kuch bhi aa raha ho lekin khuda ke hukm par jamna aasan ho jaye.
Because this is why we have to correct our yaqeen, our conviction and our faith about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the sustaining the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when our conviction will be correct, then it will be easy for us to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jo hukm hai بس اس پہ چلنا آ جائے.
Whatever the command is, then we just have to do whatever the
جو حال ہے اس کو اپنا دیکھنے والے ہیں.
We whatever the conditions are around us, we become people that don't even look at those.
ہم اپنے حالات کو دیکھتے ہیں, حکم کو نہیں دیکھتے.
Because we look at our own conditions, we don't look at the command of Allah.
صحابہ حکم کو دیکھتے تھے, حالات کو نہیں دیکھتے.
صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم, the companions of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, would look at the command, they wouldn't look at the conditions.
حالانکہ اللہ پاک کا حکم خود ہی کنڈیشن کے اعتبار سے چینج ہوتا ہے.
In reality, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command even changes according to the condition.
Yani Allah tabaarak wa ta'ala halaat ki riayat khud hi farmate hain ahkam dene mein, hame usko dodne ki zarurat nahi padti.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself already considered all of the conditions that are to come when he gave those commands. We don't have to think
about it. Hamari kamzori maloom hai.
Allah knows our weakness.
Isliye wuzu nahi kar sakte to tayammum karo.
That's why if we can't do wudu, then we do tayammum.
Khade hokar namaz nahi pad sakte to baith ke padho.
If we're not able, you know, to stand and pray, then we can sit and pray.
To iske bawajood agar unhone koi hukm diya hai, iska matlab ye hai ki aap mazid usme koi sochna baat nahi hota.
Then even beyond this, if Allah has given any commands, then what it means is that we don't have to put our minds into thinking about it, we just have to carry out the commands.
Isliye mere dosto, deen seekhne ki jo zimmedari hum par hai, وہ سب سے پہلے ہم کو انجام دے رہی
ہے. That's why my friends, this responsibility of ours of learning deen, this is the first thing that we have to bring.
اور وہ آتا ہے آدمی کے اندر مزاج بننے سے.
And this comes into a person when we have our mentality made.
یقین پیدا ہونے سے.
When yaqeen, when conviction is brought about.
کہ نظر ہماری اللہ پر ہو جائے.
That our gaze falls onto Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. غیر اللہ سے ہماری نظر ہٹ جائے.
And our gaze moves from all those things that are other than Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. اسباب سے نظر ہٹ جائے.
From our gaze moves from all things that are
other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And our gaze comes to that thing who is the creator of the means.
یہ مجھے اور آپ کو سیکھنا ضروری ہے.
This is what we need to learn.
اور اس کے لیے ایک آدمی کو جو سستی پیش آتی ہے اس کا علاج بہت ضروری.
And a person who finds laziness to bring this about, then his treatment is very necessary.
Sabse zyada problem is ubhar mere dosto hamara tasneef ka hai, khauf aapon ka hai.
Since the biggest problem that we have today is that we put things off. We'll say, I'll do it soon, I'll do it in the future.
Hazrat Imam Tayyib Rahmatullah ne farmaya ki shaitan ki tadbeeron mein se badi tadbeer tasneef ki hai.
Hazrat Imam Tayyib Rahimahullah, he mentions that out of all the tricks of shaitan, one of the biggest tricks is this putting into a person's mind that I will do it, but I'll do it later.
اور جس میں شیطان جس کے بارے میں شیطان کامیاب ہو گیا تصویر میں ڈالنے میں, اس کو خراب موت مارنا اس کے لیے آسان ہو جاتا ہے.
So then a person who has fallen into this trap of shaitan, then it becomes easy. He keeps putting things off. It's very easy for this person to end up with a very, you know.
Because he says that today, tomorrow,
because the person does this, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes the day after. After that becomes the next week, and then becomes the next month, and then his death comes in.
Oh, pre-month me, Alim Sahab said
that. So when Alim was saying in pre-month,
that we are the tabligh wale.
This is that us, the people of Tabligh.
हमारे को दो jump बहुत अच्छे आती हैं.
There's two things of ours come very nicely.
दो jumping.
The two jumps of ours.
समर से सितंबर में कूदते हैं, सितंबर से समर में कूदते हैं.
Says from summer we jump into September, and from September we jump back.
कहते हैं जब जमात में निकलो देखते हैं सितंबर करीब आ जाता है तो तेरे समर में जाएंगे.
He says when they tell us that, you know, in September if they tell us to go out in the path of Allah, we say, oh, we'll go out in summer.
समर में आके तो दूसरे तस्वीर वाले पकड़ते हैं तो कहते हैं नहीं मैं सितंबर में जाऊंगा.
When the people of Tashil grab us and say go out in the summer, then we say no, I'll go out in September.
मेरे दोस्तों हम ये किसको धोखा दे रहे हैं?
Who are we fooling?
हम अपने आप को धोखा दे रहे हैं.
We're fooling ourselves.
हम किसका नुकसान कर रहे हैं?
Who are we harming?
हम अपना नुकसान कर रहे हैं.
We're harming ourselves.
हम ये समझते हैं कि ये अल्लाह की रहमत है.
We think that this is the mercy of Allah.
Allah ne farmaya la takunu kallazina utul kitaba min qabl.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, don't be like those people who were given the book of Allah in the previous
generation. Faqala alayhim al-amad.
And for them the time period was very very long.
Yes. Time jo lamba guzar jata hai, delay ho jata hai. Faqasat qulubuhum.
And then this is what happens when time gets delayed and time keeps passing and time becomes very long. Then Allah says in the next part of the verse that their hearts became hard.
Jab dil mein tasawwut aa jati hai mere doston to phir uske liye mahloomi muqaddar ban jati hai.
And when hardness affects the heart of a person, when hardness comes into the heart of somebody, then it's very difficult to cure that heart.
Aisa nahi hai mere dosto, ye hamara apna nuksan hai.
So it's not like it says this is our own harm.
Allah tabaarak wa ta'ala jab kisi ke maal ko qubool farmate hain, usko apne deen ki khidmat ki saadat dete hain.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the wealth of somebody's wealth, then he accepts it to be used in the for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the life of somebody's life for deen, then Allah accepts him for the effort of deen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to accept the children, somebody's children, then Allah uses them for the service of
Allah.
This is the system of Allah.
And Allah Pak, jab kisi par fazl farmana chahte hain, to uske liye deen ka kaam karna aasan karte hain.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to bless somebody and to send his blessings upon somebody, then he makes it easy for that person to do the effort of deen.
And jab Allah kisi ko saza dena chahte hain, to deen ka kaam karna mushkil karte hain.
And when Allah wishes to give somebody punishment and to give them adab, then Allah makes it difficult for that person to do the work.
Ye Allah ki sunnatein aur adatein hain.
These are the sunnat and the ways of Allah.
Ye Quran Pak mein bayan hai.
This is mentioned in the Quran.
Ahadith Mubarakah mein bayan hai.
It's mentioned in the Hadith.
Beshumar logon par is mazmoon ko khola gaya hai ummat par.
This topic has been discussed and explained to the ummah in many, many ways.
Taaki unhe pata chal jaye ki shaitan ki taraf se jab zigzag aaye to muqabla kaise karna hota hai.
So that the people would know that when shaitan from his side, you know, he leads you astray this way and that way, how are we supposed to oppose that, those tricks of shaitan?
Jab Allah tabaarak wa ta'ala kisi ko mushkil karte hain to saza dena hai, ye kaise maloom hua?
How do we know that when Allah wants to give somebody punishment, he makes the work of deen hard for them? How do we know this?
Quran Pak mein taala ne jo ek waqia bayan farmaya,
in the Quran Allah mentions one story.
Was'alhum 'an al-qaryati allati kanat hadirat al-bahr.
He says, ask them about that nation that was close to the ocean.
Idh ya'duna fi sab,
when they would fight in on the day of Saturday.
Idh ta'tihim shaytanuhum yawma sabtihim shur'a wa yawma la yasbutuna la ta'tihim.
When they argued in regards to the prohibition that came in regards to the day of Saturday, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that on the day of Saturday the fish, they were prohibited from fishing and from doing any work on that day. And Allah made it such that when that command was given, then the fish would come in plentitude in great numbers on that very day.
Allah farmata hai kadhalika nabluhum bima kanu yasbutun.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's how we tested them because of what they had done in transgression.
Kadhalika nabluhum ki tafsir mein ye baat likhi hai.
When Allah says that's how we tested them, the tafsir of that it comes.
Iska matlab ye hai ki kyunki unke fish ki wajah se hum par naraaz the aur uski wajah se hum nahi chahte the ki wo hafte ke din ibadat kare. اور اس کی وجہ سے ہم نہیں چاہتے تھے کہ وہ ہفتے کے دن اللہ پاک کے اس حکم پر جمیں کہ ان کو مچھلیاں نہیں پکڑنی ہیں, اور یہ اس لیے یہ دشوار کرنے کے لیے ہم نے اسی دن مچھلیوں کو اوپر لانا شروع کیا.
Allah is mentioning why he made it that the fish would come on this day. بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, that Allah was displeased with all the transgressions and the disobedience that they had carried out, and because of his displeasure he wanted to punish them. And the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about this punishment was that he made it difficult for them to stand on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That though they were commanded not to fish on the day of Saturday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want them to fulfill this command. That's why he brought the fish in great numbers on the day of Saturday, so that they would break this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Isi tafsir mein ulama ne farmaya ki jab koi dekhe ki uske atraf mein aisa mahol hai jo usko deen par chalne mein dushwari kar raha hai, usse Allah ke naraaz hone ki alamat hai.
This is why the scholars, they explain that if a person sees in his environment around him and the surroundings around him that it's very difficult for him to act according to deen, then he should know that this situation, that it's difficult to practice deen, is because Allah is.
Hum isse andaaza kar sakte hain ki agar hamara waqt nahi lag raha aur lagne mein dushwari ho rahi, hamara maal nahi lag raha aur lagne mein dushwari ho rahi hai, to ye Allah ke naraaz hone ki alamat to nahi hai. Aaya iski fikr hamare andar ho jani chahiye nahi honi chahiye?
Have we ever thought this, that if our time is not being spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our wealth is not being spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's getting difficult for us to spend time and to spend wealth, have we ever thought, has this thought crossed our mind, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeased with us?
So
this is why, my friends, we have to think about two things and we have to be brave.
Says
one, we have to think about how can my iman be perfected before
Allah. تعلق صحیح ہو جائے.
How can my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get correct?
اور بندگی کا سلیقہ میرے اندر آ جائے.
And the quality of being a servant, a slave of Allah, how can that come inside?
میرا ظاہر اور باطن اللہ پاک کی بندگی کے ساتھ آراستہ ہو جائے.
And my inner and outer self, how can it be in a way that is according to what Allah wants?
میرے دوستو کامیاب صرف ایسا ہی آدمی ہوگا.
Says my friends, only such a person will be.
دنیا کچھ بھی ہو لیکن آدمی نہیں بنا وہ کامیاب نہیں ہوگا.
No matter what he has in regards to this world and the worldly things of this world, a person cannot be successful.
اور دوسری جو ذمہ داری ہے میرے دوستو وہ یہ ہے کہ جو چیز کو ہم صحیح سمجھتے ہیں ہمیں بتائی گئی قرآن اور حدیث کی وہ ساری انسانیت کو بتانا ضروری ہے.
This is the second thing. One is about ourselves. The second is that all those things that we know are correct, but it's been told to us through Quran and through the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to also convey this to all of humankind.
Sari ummat ko batana zaruri hai.
We have to tell this to all of the ummah.
Kyunki jaise ye cheez mere liye zaruri hai, meri azad ke liye, dusre bhaiyon ke liye bhi zaruri hai.
Just as these things that we know are the truth are necessary for my success, it's also necessary for everybody else's success.
Isi liye ye zimmedari ummat par Allah paak ne rakhi hai.
This is why Allah has kept this responsibility upon this ummah.
Aur isi liye Hazrat Paak ka sallam ki aakhri ummat ki ہونے کی حیثیت سے یہ بہت بہترین اپرچونیٹی اللہ نے اس امت کو دی ہے کہ تم جتنا چاہے اس کے ذریعے سے اپنا ذخیرہ آخرت بنا سکتے ہو.
اینڈ دس از وائی اللہ ہیز گیون دس اسپیشلٹی ٹو دس فائنل امہ اف محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ از مچ ایز یو وانٹ ایز مچ ایز یو اسٹرائیو اینڈ ڈیسائڈ ٹو میک ایفرٹ یو کین میک یور آخر یور ہیئر آفٹر ود ایز مچ ایز یو وانٹ.
ہم تعالیٰ جانوں نے ہمارے ذمے میں یہ بات رکھی ہے میرے دوستو کہ جیسے جو چیز اپنے لیے پسند کرتے ہیں وہ اپنے بھائیوں کے لیے پسند کریں.
اللہ has kept this in our responsibility that those things that we like for ourselves we have to like them for our brothers as well.
جس چیز کی صداقت پر ہمارا یقین ہے اس کی صداقت اور سچائی ان کے دل میں لانا ضروری ہے.
Those things upon the truthfulness of which is our conviction, we have to bring the conviction of others onto that truthfulness as well.
Kuch cheezein insano ko nazar aati hain.
Some things are apparent to the human being.
Kuch cheezein insano ko nazar nahi aati, paigambar ko nazar aati hain.
Some things are not apparent to all of the human beings but only to the messengers of Allah.
To musalmanon ke paas jo cheez hai jo nazar aane wali hai duniya ko wo bhi hai aur jo paigambar ke zariye se unhein maloom hua wo bhi hai.
Those things that are apparent to the human beings are there, we have them, and those things that are apparent to the So the messages of Allah are also there.
Misal ke taur par,
for example,
agar kahin ghar mein aag lag jati hai,
if there's some house catches on fire,
sabko pata lag jata hai.
So everybody knows, everyone finds out.
Kyunki insaan ko ye nazar aata hai, isliye insaniyat ke andar jo hamdardi hai, uske liye kitna organized system paya jata hai.
So it's because of the concern and the worry that we have for that and the compassion that we have. So what an organized system we come upon when we see this fire.
Jaise aag lagti hai, foran bachte hain, ghanti bachti hai, koi foran jana wala وہ فائر بریگیڈر والے آ جاتے ہیں, پورا سسٹم یہاں سے وہاں تک ہلچل میں آ جاتا ہے تاکہ اس آگ کو بجھایا جائے تاکہ کوئی انسان جلنے نہ پائے.
So as soon as that fire is seen and people know about it, then there's an alarm that goes off, the fire brigade comes, the fire engine comes, and there's a whole system in place so that nobody gets burnt and nobody gets harmed in that fire.
اور ایک آگ وہ ہے جو نظر نہیں آتی ہے.
And he says there's one fire that is not apparent.
وہ صرف نبی کو نظر آتی تھی.
That fire was only apparent and seen by the prophet.
وہ ہے وہ بے دینی کی آگ.
And that is the fire of بے دینی, of having no religion, no recognition of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. بے نمازی ہونے کی آگ.
Of being people without salat.
بے نمازی کے گھر میں بھی آگ لگی ہے.
Says there's a fire that is lit in the house of a person that
مگر یہ آگ عام انسانوں کو نظر نہیں آتی.
That's what the general people don't see, this fire.
یہ صرف نبی کو بتائی جاتی.
Only a prophet of Allah sees this.
So نبی کی بات پر یقین کرنے والا ان کا امتی ہوتا ہے.
So a person who brings conviction in the words of the prophet of a messenger, that person is an ummati, is a follower of that prophet.
اب یہ اگر یقین صحیح ہے اس کا کہ ہمارے پیغمبر نے صحیح بتایا ہے تو پھر اس آگ کو بجھانے کے لیے اس کے اندر اسی طرح ہمدردی جاگنی ہوگی جیسے ہمدردی عام انسانوں میں جاگتی ہے.
As if a person's conviction on the words of this Nabi are correct, then the same way that when we see an apparent fire in front of us and all the system goes into play to protect people from that fire, if a person has correct conviction in the words of the Nabi, of the Prophet of Allah, then all of the systems will fall into place to save people from this fire that is not apparent.
اسی لیے میرے دوستو ہماری ذمہ داری دوہری ہوتی ہے.
Says that for this very reason, our responsibility is.
हमें नजर आने वाली चीजों पर भी इंसानियत की हमदर्दी करनी पड़ती है.
It's a double responsibility. We have to take care of people in regards to those things, that fire that is apparent.
और नजर नहीं आने वाली चीजों पर भी इंसानियत की हमदर्दी करनी होगी.
And we have to have compassion for people in regards to that fire that is also not seen and not apparent.
और मुसलमान को नजर आने वाली चीज उतनी यकीनी नहीं होती जितनी नजर नहीं आने वाली चीज यकीनी है, क्योंकि नजर आने वाली चीज इसका मुशाहिदा है और नजर नहीं आने वाली चीज नबी की खबर है और नबी की खबर नबी का इल्म नबी की इत्तला एक मुसलमान के नजदीक उसके मुशाहिदे से ज्यादा है.
He says, and those apparent harms that we see, says our conviction in regards to the things that we don't see and we have to bring conviction on, that conviction is even stronger than the things that we see in front of us. Because the conviction in those things comes from what the Nabi has told us. And a Muslim, a follower of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has to bring such conviction on the words of a Nabi that is even stronger than the things that we witness with our very own eyes.
Mere dosto, hum apni aankhon, hum apni basirat se aur apne dil ke yaqeen se, ilm se, Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ilm ki roshni mein dekh sakte hain ki ummat e muslima ka kya haal ho raha hai puri duniya ke andar.
Just with our own foresight and with our own and with the pain of our hearts, we can see what is the situation, what is happening with the whole ummah of Muhammad sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Hamare khandanon mein dekh sakte hain.
We can look in our own families.
Hum apne shahar mein dekh sakte hain.
We can look in our own cities.
Hum pure mulk mein dekh sakte hain.
We can look in the whole country.
Hum pure alam mein dekh sakte hain.
Throughout the whole world.
Isliye musalmanon ka bhala chahna mere aur aapka farza hai.
This is why it's compulsory upon us that we have to desire for the good. For good for all of them.
Masla sirf namazon ka nahi hai, iman ka masla aa gaya hai.
The issue is not only in regards to salat now, it's an issue in
namaz ka bhi masla aa gaya hai.
Says that the issue of salat is also there.
Haya aur tameez ka bhi masla aa gaya hai.
There is an issue in regards to having shamefulness and
jawanon ke fisq hudood mein mubtala hone ka masla aa gaya hai.
There is an issue with the youth that have been involved and fallen into traps of sin and vice.
Ladkiyon ke bahawat aur sarkashi ka masla aa gaya hai.
There is an issue of the young women and the young girls falling into vice and evil.
Pehle zamane mein kisi family ke andar ye tasavvur nahi tha ke ladka to sirf ko huzur kar sakta hai magar ladki maa baap se bahawat karegi isse koi
As in earlier generations, there was never this thought that even crossed the minds of people. They would understand maybe the son, he could rebel and he could go against the parents. But this thought never crossed the minds of previous generations that the daughter, the girl, she also would rebel and go against what the parents
did. And Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne iski peshingoi farmayi.
And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam predicted this.
Jab meri ummat ke halaat kharab honge, to unke gharon ki ladkiyan apne maa-baap se sarkashi par aa jayengi.
And he mentioned that when the condition of this ummah will come to a very low point, that the girls of the households of my ummah, they will rebel against their very own parents.
Aur unke ladke kisko huzur mein aa jayenge.
And the boys will fall into vice and evil.
Ye sara sar hamari nigahon ke samne chal raha hai.
So all of this is happening in front of our very own
eyes. Aise surat mein hamari kitni bhari zimmedari hogi ki hum Allah ke raaste mein apna waqt apna maal leke nikle.
Says in this situation and in this condition of the world, what a heavy responsibility is on our shoulders that we need to go out in the battle.
Bilkul bahut susti kya ye rukawat ban sakti hai mere dosto hamare
liye? A little bit of laziness, can this be an obstacle for us?
Thodi bahut tandurusti ki kharabi kya ye rukawat ban sakti hai?
A little bit of back and forth in terms of our comfort and luxuries, can this be a
hamare halaat ko unchi sona kya ye rukawat ban sakta hai?
Our conditions going up and down, can this be an obstacle for us?
Ek musalman ko to in sab cheezon ko adjust karna hai.
A true Muslim really has to adjust all of these things. Mere
dosto, himmat karni hogi.
We have to put forth some bravery.
Allah ke zaat pe bharosa karna hoga.
We have to put trust in the being of Allah.
Toot kar thoda apne aap ko Allah ke raaste mein nikalna hoga.
We're going to have to, with a little bit of effort and sacrifice, we're going to have to take ourselves
aaram se be-aaram hona padega thoda sa.
From the comfort, we're going to have to take a little bit of discomfort.
Sahaba ki zindagi ko apni aankhon ke samne rakhna hoga.
We're going to have to keep the lives of the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum in front of us.
Aur ye Allah ki zindagi ko apne aankhon ke samne lana hoga.
We're going to have to bring the lives of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kis tarah ki qurbaniyan unhone mere dosto di hain?
What types of sacrifices and difficulties?
Kaise kaise mujahide unhone kiye?
What type of sacrifices did they make?
Kaise kaise halaat mein wo gaye hain?
What conditions did they go through?
میرے دوستو ہمارے لیے تو ان میں سے کوئی بات بھی نہیں ہے الحمد للہ.
He says, my friends, what they went through, none of those situations are
انہوں نے اپنے وقت میں اپنی ذمہ داری پوری فرمائی.
In their times, in their era, in their generation, they fulfilled.
یہ اللہ کا فضل ہے کہ آج ایمان ہمارے پاس ہے اور ہم یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے دین کی بات کر رہے ہیں.
This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that today we have ایمان and we're sitting here and we're talking about
it. اگر ہم اسی طریقے سے اٹھیں گے اور ویسی قربانی دیں گے تو آنے والی نسلیں ان پر اللہ کا یہ فضل رہے گا کہ یہ دین باقی رہے گا اور چلے گا.
If we get up and we make effort the way that they made effort, then the generations to come, deen will reach them the way that deen has reached them.
ہم سب کو یہ طے کرنا ہوگا کہ انشاءاللہ دنیا کے کونے کونے میں جائیں گے اللہ کی بڑائی سنانے کے لیے.
So we will all have to make this intention that we will go in the far far corners of the earth to make people hear the greatness of Allah.
ہر امتی کو یہ جذبہ بنانا چاہیے کہ انشاءاللہ میں دنیا کے کونے کونے میں جاؤں گا اور اپنے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پاکیزہ سیرت کو لوگوں کے سامنے رکھوں گا.
So every ummati should have this spirit that I will go to every corner of this world and I will present the whole life and the seerah of my habib, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mere dosto, Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka koi haq hum par hai ke nahi hai?
Does my friends, does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have some right over us or not?
Unke gulam hone ki koi wafadari ka taqaza hum par hai ke nahi hai?
Our being his followers and his servants, do we have some trust upon us, something that we have to do to fulfill the responsibility over us?
Unki ummat ko isi halat mein chhod diya jaye?
Should we just leave his ummah the way that it is?
نہیں میرے دوست, کچھ کرنا پڑے گا.
Says no my friend,
حضور کی محبت میں اٹھنا ہوگا.
Out of the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're going to have to do something.
اللہ کی بندگی میں اللہ کو راضی کرنے کے لیے اٹھنا ہوگا.
Out of our being the servants and the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to have to do something.
ہم جذبے بنائیں گے, ہم ارادے کریں گے, اللہ سے مدد مانگیں گے.
We're going to make our spirit and our intention and we're going to make niyat, make an intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اور اللہ سے توبہ بھی کریں گے کہ اللہ میرے گناہوں کی وجہ سے مجھے محروم نہ فرما.
And we'll also repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, because of my sins, don't make us deprived.
Aur irada karenge ki main zarur aapke deen ke liye kuch na kuch karunga.
And we'll make an intention that, oh Allah, for your deen we will do something.
Mere dosto, marne se pehle kuch kar lena hai.
Then my friends, before we die,
kitne log hain jo guzishta shaban mein the, shaban tak khatam ho gaye.
How many people are there that the previous shaban they were here?
Hamare khandan walon mein kitne the jo guzar gaye?
How many in our families and extended families that
ab agle shaban tak kaun rahega, kaun nahi rahega, kya pata hai?
Until the next shaban, who will be here, who will not be here, who knows?
Wo kiski zindagi ki surety kiske paas hai?
Who has a guarantee of how long?
Jo waqt humko Allah pak ne is duniya mein diya hai, usse bharpoor fayda uthane ke liye himmat karna hoga.
So whatever time Allah has given us in this world, we have to take the full benefit and the maximum effort in that time and have to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sab karega bhai inshaAllah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala hum sab ko qubool farmaye. Isliye hum sab ko mere dosto iradon ke izhar karne mein koi jhijak na nahi chahiye.
For this very reason, none of us should have any hesitation or doubt in putting our intentions.
Balki nazar Allah pe ho.
Rather we should put our
niyat apne se kare banda.
And we should make our niyyah,
aur iska izhar bhi kare,
and make our intentions apparent,
aur Allah se dua bhi kare,
and make dua to Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah qubool farmane wala aur aasan farmane wala.
Allah is the one to accept, Allah is the one that makes things
easy. Isliye jaldi jaldi se apne naam likha aur Allah jazaya kare, Allah
qubool farmane. Quickly write, get our names written down, make our intentions apparent, give our intentions to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. Mashallah,
bismillah brothers, bismillah. Let's give your names inshallah. Mashallah, who is ready? Mashallah, this time and give his name for months and Rasulullah. 4 months. Cash from the HTML. From the HTML.